This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is house moms. But before we get started, I just want to check in with you guys like I do at the beginning of these Fun Fact Friday shows, just to see how you're doing with your investing. I hope things are going okay. And you know, I want to extend to you guys, hey, if you're having some challenges or some questions, feel free to write to me anytime. We could even set up a phone call if you'd like to, and maybe address some of the areas if I can be of assistance to you. You can just go to our website at olddogsreinetwork.com, and you go into the contact section there to send me a note, and we could try to set something up. Just a quick update on how things are going with me. Definitely moving forward. We've been really aggressively trying to get some good tenants into some of the properties in all the states that we're in right now. So that's been a full court press right now. We're actually doing this thing, sort of a new twist on our stealth tenant marketing technique to create a prospective tenant flow, a regular flow in that we can have more tenants to choose from to be able to get the best tenants into our properties. And I will address that in a later show of Fun Fact Fridays. Few things. We're doing a lot of great stuff in Indianapolis on a 22 unit, doing the rehab, and you know, we've put in some closed circuit TVs. The Airbnb continues to be a good source of income there. We definitely have some tweaking in that process, but everything we're doing to upgrade the property has really been going positively. All things are going good, and we'll keep updating you on these Friday shows about some of the things we're trying out. And one of those things is today's topic, house moms. So here's the challenge. Okay, let's say you're an investor and you've been doing single family homes. You're starting to move maybe a little bit more into multifamily. You may start purchasing some multifamily properties, 5, 10, 20, even 40 to 60 units. But you also realize that when you have more tenants, there's a growing need for a more constant presence at your property to deal with everyday issues and just the daily needs of your tenants. As you have a lot of people under one roof, there's just going to be an increased need for that more constant presence and involvement. Let's say, you know, for example, you know, when you have an offsite property manager, one of the big issues that seems to happen, at least for my properties, is when a tenant requests something, maybe they've got a clogged toilet or a leaky faucet or a bug issue or something like that. They call that in. Sometimes they talk to a real person. Sometimes it's after hours. They leave a message. The property management has to get back to them. And this is one of the areas that I notice as I look at other people's properties that tends to be one of the big complaints that is that there's slow response to request for fix it type thing. That's something I really want to deal with in a better way. When you have so many people under one roof too, some people are not going to get along. And not having that on-site peacekeeper can be a problem sometimes. And we haven't had anything that ever got into a violent situation, but we have had some people that have disturbed other people, and that's an issue. Also, you know, there's more traffic means more people coming and going. Some of them are tenants, some of them are not. Some are guests of tenants. And when you have a lot more people on their property, that can potentially be an issue. People with pets sometimes like to let them roam in the hallways, and we're basically not accepting any more pets into the property. Those with pets, we're trying to work with them, but if they let them roam free in the building, then that is a big no-no, and they will be dealt with and be warned about that. And if it continues to happen, they'll be evicted. We have had robberies. We've had people that have come in that are not tenants that have just walked into units and taken things. We've had tenants and guests solicited for everything from drugs to sex. So we've also had folks that have maybe drank too much. They start disturbing other tenants, and if there's nobody there to kind of put the kibosh on that one, and you know, it can be a big problem for the people living there, trying to sleep or trying to just live there. There have been times when things have just gotten really tough. I've actually had to hire security guards to come in just to give our tenants a sense of safety and to hopefully deter other problems, but that gets really expensive. Now we've installed closed circuit TV, which has helped a lot. And just to be able to have that constant set of eyes out there is great. But you know, I don't have somebody that's sitting down 24/7 staring at these 16 cameras or whatever we have out there on a regular basis. So at best, you know, I mean, we do our spot checks here and there, but basically going through the tapes to find incidents is the biggest value. If we know that something happened in a certain unit and we know the date and approximate time, we can go back and try to find out who the culprit was. And so that helps. But then, you know, you do have to bring that proof to police, and there's a lot involved in that. But nonetheless, I think just having the cameras there has really kept things much quieter and much better. Ideally, I have wanted, since I purchased this 22 unit, is to have a presence, somebody there on site that would be able to help help to deter problems and so forth. So hiring an on-site property manager would be ideal, but the economies of scale, they just don't really justify the expense to set up payroll, benefits, taxes, all those things of a new employee. It gets expensive, and your property income has to justify that expense. So as a rule of thumb, it generally makes sense, maybe at 70 or more units, to have that office on site where you have a person that is there at least 8 hours a day. So I looked at that and I go, well, what can I do? And that's where we came up with what we call the house mom or dad concept. And a house mom or mother is kind of something that you might remember from your days in college. Sometimes you have sororities and fraternities that have that on-site adult that kind of keeps things under control and keeps an eye out for, you know, any kind of problems. Usually it's some, you know, it could be a something for, you know, even children or students, you know, young women or men. It's usually a hostess or a chaperone type person that just kind of keeps things, maybe even has housekeeping duties and so forth. And I thought, well, maybe that's all we need. You know, I don't necessarily need a property manager or somebody that's going to be taking rent and dealing with those things. I need more of a presence there that will prevent problems. So I started looking, how do you go about finding someone to do that, you know, especially if you don't have the funds to hire a full or part-time person. And that's where I came up with the idea of a house mom. And it could be a house dad too, but, and I looked at it, I said, well, okay, what do I have here? I said, what if I provide somebody with a free or a reduced rent apartment in exchange for doing the things that we need done to help to make it a better place for our tenants to live. So our studio apartments only rent for like $450 a month, so it's not a lot of money. So what if I offered a responsible person, you know, an apartment in exchange for being that on-site person. So, you know, I looked at that and compared it to having to hire even a part-time person, putting them on payroll. It just, you know, made sense cost-wise. The benefits are, you know, increasing our tenant's sense of well-being and safety, having a better response to tenant needs. If people need something, this person could follow up with our property management to make sure that the maintenance people get in there quickly and deal with issues. They can also help maintain a clean and healthy living environment and just help to grow a stronger sense of community in the apartment building. So I began my search and I started looking at people that might be potential candidates. At one point we had our cleaning person who comes in and cleans you know, during the week and tries to keep the place looking nice as that person, but it didn't last for very long because they, you know, had a move for some reason or another. So that didn't work. So, you know, I started looking, well, where can I find some good people? Of course, you know, the best source are referrals from people that you trust and you feel comfortable with. And so I started, you know, getting the word out that I was looking for this person. I was also ready to, you know, put some ads in Craigslist or other places. But, you know, again, I'd have to carefully screen and do some pretty extensive background checks to make sure it's the right person. Hopefully it'd be somebody with previous property management experience. And then, you know, it'd be great if I got somebody with additional skills. Maybe they're a handyman or landscaper or something else that could bring some other benefits in. So I ended up basically, you know, as I'm asking for referrals, I got one from one of my Airbnb co-hosts. And she knew an artist that was very responsible but strong enough to confront people if need be. So I you know, made contact with this person and started the conversation going to find out what kind of person she was about. Had her fill out an application so that we could do background checks and look at all of the various elements that you'd look at for any tenant, right? Everything from credit checks to criminal background checks and things like that. And we found this gal that was, she was really great. She is an artist and she, because of her profession, you know, sometimes making rent can be tough from month to month. And she pumps out a lot of artwork and does it on almost a volume basis. So, but, you know, having to not worry about the monthly rent was a real appeal to her. And she also is very creative and she likes to be, you know, at the apartment and looks for ways to try to make it a better place to live too. So, she, and another good benefit is she's home a lot. So she's also painting, which makes it really nice. So she's there and that presence is more constant than somebody that might be out on a 9-to-5 job. Although she does go out and sell her work and is, you know, busy moving around a lot. She also teaches classes to kids, art classes as well. So we checked her out and everything looked good. We set up some phone calls, Skype calls to just get to know her and felt really good about it. And so what we did is we basically had her sign a lease agreement and we attached an addendum to that lease that she also has to sign and it outlines her responsibilities. I also instituted sort of a 90-day trial period to see how it goes. And at the end of 90 days, if it's not working, well, we both part ways or she can start paying rent, whatever. But basically, that, you know, we'll renew that if after 90 days it goes good. We'll renew every 6 months to make sure it's still going well. So what I basically did is I outlined in this document, the addendum that she also signed, to define what her responsibilities were. And so the overall purpose was to help create and maintain a home community atmosphere, to help tenants and guests feel safe, comfortable, and at home. To have an on-site point person for issues related to the management of the building, and to be a first responder on-site, available to contact either the property management company, myself as the owner, the police, utility companies, or other relevant contacts. In exchange for rent, they are to perform the following tasks: make sure the apartment building is always kept clean inside and out, And this is not the finer, deeper cleaning that's done by a regular cleaning crew who vacuum and clean walls and windows, etc. But just to pick up trash, things that are out there, also to let tenants know, you know, hey, you know, why did you leave this bottle out there? Would you mind, you know, putting that away, and trying to encourage people to clean up after themselves? Also to address or report tenants who are violating rules, the building rules or terms of the lease, to report incidents to the appropriate person or entity that are illegal or that violate the lease, disturbing other tenants, loud, violent, disruptive, or otherwise offensive behavior. Make sure doors are closed at all time. It's a secure building, but sometimes people prop things in the doors. They have to periodically check each floor of the apartment and just to make sure, and the parking lots, to make sure there are no problems. People aren't leaving weird things out or there aren't some strange transactions going on anywhere. And she also shows vacant apartments, which is really great because that's helping us in our stealth tenant marketing to have that on-site person that I can book to show apartments as we get a more steady prospective tenant flow in. So that has worked out really good. So far, it has been working really great. Not only has she been able to do all the things that we outlined, but she's coming up with really great creative ideas to help make the place a better place to live and a better place for all the tenants. She walks around the property every day. She picks up the trash. She keeps it clean and looking great. At times, you know, she works in conjunction with our cameras. On our cameras, we've seen things like one weekend, a bunch of tenants decided to do a garage sale in front of the building. It just really, you know, it probably wouldn't have been a big issue, but these are some of the tenants that we're evicting right now. And it just looked really junky. And you know, I notified her to go out there and talk to them. And she very tactically, I'm watching her on camera, went out and approached them and just said, hey, you know, we don't really do this. This is not our property. So, you know, these are some big guys that probably might have given her a tough time. And she's a little lady, but she's a little powerhouse. So it worked out really well. We also did find out about some problem tenants that were doing some unscrupulous things and have since been evicted. She shows units, as I mentioned. She's even trying to recruit good prospective tenants just to help the community to be a group of good, solid people. She just helps keep the place looking good and fresh and is just a positive presence that people like her. She's making, contacts with the tenants and, building a relationship. So they're feeling at ease as well. So, you know, I don't know if a house mom would be a good solution for you. I know when it gets too small, if you only got four units, you know, that could be a big loss to give up one for that. But, you know, as you start getting into, you know, a few more units and you can afford to do that, you know, this may be that solution to, you know, filling in the gap of an on-site property management person, which is the ideal place to be, but you can't do it with a smaller unit. So anyway, I hope that information was helpful for you. Maybe that's something you might want to consider or look at for your particular rental needs. Well, that is it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything I outlined here, and I'll even have a copy of that agreement that we have, the addendum, that goes along with the lease for a house mom. That'll be available at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And just look for the episode on house moms. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.